Hebrews chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave one-tenth of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, lives a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And truly those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take 10% from the people according to the law, that is, of their brothers, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received 10% from Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the greater. And here men that die receive 10%, but there he receives it, about whom it is witnessed that he lives. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receives tenths, paid tenths in Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is necessarily a change made also of the law. For he about whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord came out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident that after the likeness of Melchizedek, another priest arises, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies, "You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." For there is truly a cancellation of the commandment, going before for the weakness and unprofitability of it. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw near to God. And since with an oath he was made a priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said to him, "The Lord swore and won't go back on it, you're a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." By so much was Jesus made a surety bond of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not allowed to continue because of death. But this man, because he continues always, has an unchangeable priesthood. So he is able also to save to the uttermost those who come to God by him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was appropriate for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who doesn't need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law makes men high priests who have weakness, but the word of the oath, which was more recent than the law, makes the Son, who is consecrated forever.